This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Bharat has emerged as a symbol of both stability and sensitivity at a time when the world is going through multiple crises. In a letter to the citizens of the country on the occasion of Diwali, Mr. Modi said India is on track to become the third largest economy in the world in the near future. He said, in this journey of a Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat, it is the primary responsibility of every citizen to fulfill their duties towards the nation. Nation observes Police Commemoration Day is observed today. On this day in 1959, 10 valiant policemen laid down their lives in an ambush laid by heavily armed Chinese troops at Hot Springs, Ladakh. Since then, 21st October is observed as the Police Commemoration Day every year. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that balancing the external and internal security of the nation is more crucial than ever as the nation is advancing towards the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing the Police Commemoration Day event in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said, "The military and police function on different platforms, but their mission is the same, to protect the nation." Vice President C.P. Radhakrishna paid tribute to the exemplary courage and supreme sacrifice of police personnel on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the courage of the police personnel and recorded the supreme sacrifice by them in the line of duty. Home Minister Amit Shah said, as first responders, the forces have scripted glory by thwarting crimes and threats to international security and by protecting citizens' rights with exemplary courage and commitment. Punjab police have apprehended two terror operatives along with a rocket-propelled grenade and launcher in Amritsar today. According to police sources, preliminary investigation reveals that both the operatives, Mehakdeep Singh and Aditya, were in contact with a Pakistan's ISI operative who had sent the weapon. Police sources said the RPG was intended for a targeted terror attack in Punjab. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has begun from today. Candidates can withdraw their nominations by Thursday. More than 2,600 nomination papers have been filed for 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts. The polling for the second phase will be held on 11th of November, while polling for the first phase will be held on 6th. For assembly elections, this time political parties have given more opportunities to actors, folk singers, musicians and bureaucrats in an effort to increase their tally of seats. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has directed political parties and candidates to obtain pre-certification from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee for all print advertisements to be published on the pre-poll day and poll day during the Bihar Assembly elections. Ms. Takaichi Sane has been elected as Japan's first female prime minister by its parliament diet, marking a historic milestone. Leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, Takaichi will form a new coalition government with the Japan Innovation Party following the LDP's split from longtime ally Komaito. 64-year-old Takaichi will formally take office this evening after being appointed by the emperor, followed by her first press conference. Takaichi has assembled a cabinet featuring key rivals, signaling unity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Sane Takaichi on her election as the prime minister. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been the first ex-leader since the Second World War to go to jail. He will serve a 5-year sentence for using funds from Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi to finance his 2000 campaign. However, Sarkozy maintains his innocence and has appealed against the conviction. He is held in isolation at La Santé prison for safety. Bringing festive cheer to Dalal Street, Muharat trading on the occasion of Diwali, marking the beginning of the new financial year, Vikram Samvat year, is currently underway at the Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange. The trading is taking place across various segments, including equity, commodity derivatives, and currency derivatives. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, has had an engaging interaction today with the Board of Director and Acting Secretary General of J.P. Mirai, Kenichi Shishido, at the headquarters of the Sasakawa Peace Foundation in Japan. In a social media post, Khandu said it was insightful to learn how J.P. Mirai is playing a pivotal role in bridging the gaps in human resource coordination and promoting a responsible and inclusive ecosystem for migrant workers in Japan. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.